The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweis, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is from Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 4, Paragraph 29. If he is a foreigner in the universe who does not recognize the essence of the universe, no less is he a foreigner who does not recognize what comes to pass in it. A fugitive is he who runs away from the reasonable law of his city. A blind man, he who shuts the eye of the mind. A beggar, he who has need of another and has not all that is necessary for himself in life. An abscess on the universe, he who rebels and separates himself from the reason of our common nature because he is displeased with what comes to pass. For the same nature that produced this and has produced you as well. A fragment cut off from the city, he who cuts off his own soul from the soul of rational creatures, which is one. So this is clearly an allegory, and it's an allegory that builds on what Aurelius mentioned in an earlier part of the meditations. I don't remember the exact citation, but I'll include it in the show notes. The allegory of the city. And as we know, Romans were very, very big on being good citizens. Aurelius has chosen to outline six flaws, which he's comparing to different non-ideal citizens in a city. So the way I decided to approach this was trying to just understand what each of these flaws is. So let's just go through them one by one and see if we can define it. And then we'll see what this is in light of Torah. So the foreigner, he says, is someone who is ignorant of the nature of the universe and therefore doesn't recognize what comes to pass in it. So that, what's the deficiency there? That is a lack of knowledge of the universe. Fugitive is someone who's running away from the law of the universe. That is a lack in will or acceptance or obedience to the law of nature and to what is. So that's a lack of submissiveness, I guess, or acceptance. Blind man is someone who shuts the eye of the mind. That is a lack of perception, or if you want to get it at a more fundamental level, it's someone who is really not listening to the dictates of his mind. So he's shut himself off from using the mind as a guiding principle. A beggar is someone who is in need of another instead of being self-sufficient. So that is based on Aurelius' teachings about this earlier and Sameach B'Chelko and everything. That's a lack of really knowledge of what the true good is. The fact that he feels he needs other people means that he's not viewing the use of his will as really the true good, which is what the Stoics hold is the true good. And in reality, the Stoic does not need anyone else. Obviously, you need other people for material goods, but that's not the true good. That's just a means. The abscess is someone who he says is turning away out of displeasure from what comes to pass. So that is the lack of his acceptance of being subject to the natural law. So again, the fugitive is really running away from the dictates of reason and the natural law. And the abscess is a refusal to acknowledge that I am the type of creature who is subject to that. And then the fragment is someone who is denying his common nature as a rational creature. That's someone who's not viewing himself as really, possessing a Tzelem Elokim or possessing an intellect and a guide and a mind that is common with the other members of his species. So those are the six faults as outlined by Aurelius. But as I was going through these, I noticed that these also represent things that we would say are faults, and their opposite is really either virtues, intellectual or ethical, or in some cases mitzvos. So let's go through the six again and see what each of these corresponds to. What would be the remedy of each of these things in terms of the virtues that the Torah acknowledges? So again, we have the foreigner who is ignorant of the nature of the universe and lacking knowledge. So what principle or virtue or mitzvah would really remedy this? So I think this is where Yediyas Hashem comes into play, knowledge of God. And we hold that that we can't have any knowledge of God, positive knowledge of God's essence. The only way to know God is by knowing his creations and his will as expressed in the laws of nature and as expressed in the laws of the Torah. So someone who is ignorant of the nature of the universe and the particular laws of the universe is lacking in knowledge of God. That is how we would phrase it. And if you pursue knowledge of God, you will remedy this deficiency. The fugitive, one who runs away from the law of the universe, and the blind man, the one who shuts his eye to the mind. So I think both of these are two prongs of another virtue, which is Yiras Hashem, which is fear of God. Now, fear of God is a multifaceted concept. And what I mean by fear of God in this context here is fear of God really as defined by Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, which is in Mishlei 1:7. Yiras Hashem reishis da'as, chachma u'musar evilim bazu. Fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and discipline. Okay, so those two qualities, wisdom and discipline, are the two elements of Yiras Hashem that, according to Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, to King Solomon in the Book of Proverbs. And he says this even clearer in the last pasuk in chapter 15, which is 15:33, Yiras Hashem Musar Chachma V'lifnei Kavod Anava. Fear of Hashem is the discipline of wisdom, and before glory is humility. So here, the fugitive who's running away from the law of the universe, that is a lack of Musar. That's a lack of discipline, of the ability to submit yourself to the will of God and to accept reality in that sense. Blind man who's shutting his eye to the mind, that is lack of Yiras Hashem, of Chachma, of being guided by wisdom. So both of those comprise Yiras Hashem as defined by Shlomo HaMelech, Musar and Chachma, discipline and wisdom. Okay, now the beggar and the abscess are related. So the beggar is someone who, again, is in need of another person, and the abscess is someone who is turning away out of displeasure at what has come to pass. So I think both of these are related. I think the beggar is really lacking in bitachon in Hashem, in trust in Hashem. And this one I actually can't go into in a concise way. I don't think I can summarize my understanding of bitachon in a few seconds. But it has to do, my understanding of bitachon is, you know, the highest level of bitachon is to recognize that Hashem has provided everything, and he is the only one who provides. And therefore, if you're turning to and being reliant on another person, that's going to be a lack of trust in Hashem. How that works, what that means, I can't really go into right now. But it is related to the second quality, which is the abscess, someone who's turning away out of displeasure. That we would say that person is lacking in being sameach b'chelko, in being content with his portion, right? He's saying that this is what I have, but I refuse to accept it, or I wish I had something else. Or as Avraham Ben Aram said, then this is the mita of histapkus, of contentedness. And this is something that is related, very much related to bitachon, to trust in Hashem, because you need to have the ability, you need to have this trait of being sameach b'chelko, of being content with what you have, in order to ascend to the level of bitachon. So again, sorry, I can't go into that right now. That's like a whole nother shear. And then the last quality here is what it really is called, the fragment, is someone who is denying the common nature of his reason, which is, one, you know, which makes him unified with the other members of his species and the universe. So here I would say that the corresponding virtue in Judaism is Yiras Hashem as the highest level of the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, not the Mishlei Yiras Hashem. So this is best described by the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah. I think the best description for this particular thing is in Yisodei Torah 4:12, in his kind of summary at the end of the first four chapters of Yisodei Torah. He says, Bizman she'adam mizbonim b'dvarim elu, when a person contemplates all these things, meaning all of the phenomena of existence and God, umakir kol habruim mimalach v'gagov adam kiyotzbo, and he recognizes all the creations, from angel to celestial sphere to man and things like man, meaning other terrestrial beings, v'yira chachmaso shel kash baruch hu b'chol hayitzrim b'chol habruim, and he sees the wisdom of God in all the formations and creations, mosif ahav alamakom, he increases his love of God, v'titzma nafsho v'yichme b'sar le'ehov alamakom baruch hu, and his soul thirsts and his flesh yearns to love God. So that's love of God. Okay, but now here we get to the part I'm interested in for our purposes. V'yira v'yifcha mishifluso v'deluso v'kaluso. And he fears and trembles from his lowliness and inferiority and frailty. When he compares himself to one of these great holy bodies, that's referring to like the celestial existences and phenomena in the physical universe. And all the more so when he compares himself to the angels, who are not material at all. And he finds himself to be a vessel filled with embarrassment and shame, empty and deficient. So that's Yiras Hashem on the highest level, where you recognize, what am I?
as a creature, how do I fit into the rest of God's universe, and what is my rank, and what is my commonality with my other fellow creatures and other parts? I'm just one part of the system. That's the essence of a system that comes from God. That is the essence of the highest level of Yiras Hashem. So this person who is a fragment is not viewing himself with that same unity and being a part of the rest of the universe. So those are our virtues that correspond to the flaws outlined by Aurelius, and I'm not aware of a corresponding allegory, like a unified allegory, like the allegory of the city that Aurelius is painting. I'm not aware of an allegory that outlines all of these flaws in Torah, but if you find one, let me know. All right, that's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to all my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.